Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Are we really giving our all to do this? Millions of Christians are not. They're not. They don't have this mindset at all. They come to church, maybe on Sunday, maybe once a month, to get fed. Because I feel weak and I need to be built up, Brother Keith. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then leave and go, well, I'm a good Christian. I went to church Sunday and now I got to build my business. Got to build my family. Got to build my nest egg. And people live like this until they wake up one day and realize I got 5 days to live and my life is over. Did you hear me now? And they have not sought first the kingdom of God. But not me and you. I said, not me and you, not you and I, not us, not us. We are in the kingdom. The kingdom is in us. We are kingdom minded. And let's keep it in our mouth long after we're not teaching this series anymore. Let's keep talking about the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, kingdom this, kingdom that, the kingdom. Because what is the kingdom? God and the people of God. And all the people that need to become the people of God. Right? It's all about people. The kingdom consists of people. Not land, not territory. People over which God has dominion and rule. Jesus is Lord over these people. That is the dominion and kingdom of God. Now go with me to your place there in Luke 14. Now when we're talking about these things, I know people's hearts are stirred. But here's a big important difference. Don't sit there and say, I want to do it. I want to do it. Don't say that. Say, I'm doing it. I will do it. See, wanting to do something, I want to do it. No, but I don't know how. Well, he'll show you how. It's not a matter of whether you can or not. He's already told you and I to do it. Not a matter of whether we can or not. And he already knew we didn't know how. He doesn't need us to tell him how. He already knows that. What does he require of us? A willingness. A willingness to put him first. And his things first. And to give our all for the kingdom. Just like our master. We're Christians. Christians. Those like the anointed one. He came into this earth on a mission. Is that on a mission? What did he give? He gave all. All for the kingdom of God, which means for God the Father and for you and me. He gave it all, willing to do it and did it. What about you and I? Same thing. Same thing. Christianity, church, outreach must not be a side thing with us that we do on the weekend or we do. No, it's got to be our life. Our life. We live to advance the interests of God. We live and are willing and give our all for the increase of the kingdom of God. Luke 14. In Luke 14, verse 15, one of them that sat at meat with Jesus heard what he was saying. And he said to him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Did Jesus talk about the kingdom of God? He talked about it so much. And we've already seen this, that people were always asking him about it because he talked about it so much. And his disciples and were asking him about the place. And the Pharisees came to him one time and they said, well, now, when is this kingdom going to show up? Luke 17. He said, well, when is it showing up? You keep talking about it. That's when he said, it doesn't come with outward observation. Kingdom of God is in you. Why did they ask that question? Because he's talking about it all the time. And they're like, well, when is this kingdom you keep talking about showing up? He also said, you know, some people stand here that will not see death till they see the kingdom of God come with power. Did they see it? When? When he was raised from the dead. Oh, glory to God. Then the kingdom of God has come. And since that time, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Luke 14, he said, blessed is he that'll eat bread in the kingdom of God. He said, man, this kingdom of God is something. Whoever gets to have a meal in the kingdom of God, whoo, he's a blessed man. And Jesus said, listen to this. A certain man made a great supper, and he bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time and said to them that were bidden, come, for all things are ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. One said, I got a piece of ground. I must go see it. Please excuse me. Is he putting first the kingdom of God?
No.
What's he putting first? His stuff, his property. I got stuff I got to tend to. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I've got to go test them. I got a lot of money in them. And please excuse me. And another one said, well, you know, I just married a wife, and so I can't come. You understand? And so the servant came and showed his Lord these things, and the master of the house said, well, I understand. People have a life, and they have stuff they've got to do. And if they could just give me, you know, a half day out of the week, I'd be happy with that. No, he was angry. And verse 25 and 26 rather, Jesus said this, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he can't be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me, he can't be my disciple. Which of you intending to build a tower don't sit down first and count the cost? See, this side of Christianity hasn't been preached. Has it? It's come, receive Jesus, and be saved and go to heaven. Jesus preached more than being a believer. He preached being a disciple. What's a disciple? One who follows the leader, commits themselves completely to the training of the master. And here's what Jesus, and this is not the only place, you know it, you've read the scriptures. What does he require? He said, if you're going to be my disciple and you're going to follow me, I've got to be number one. The kingdom's got to be number one, not mama, not daddy, not husband, not wife, not son, not daughter, not brother, not sister, not you. This is not preached enough. Well, you can tell why. You get such roaring response as you just heard. But this is the biggest competition against the body of Christ in your life. What? Your stuff. You. Because you can't have two masters. You can't serve two masters. You can't spend the same money on two things. You can't spend the same time on two things. The money you blew, the time you blew watching that dumb movie. You were not praying. You were not reading the Bible. You're not at church. You were not resting. Sleeping so you could have strength to go do something for the kingdom. And once it's spent, it's spent. You can't spend it on two things. Right? Money, time, whatever it is. If you're putting God first, then he's first with your time. He's first with your money. He's first with your resources. Then you're not. Your family's not. Oh. Y'all better pray for your pastor. See, do you see what a twisted mess this has become? You got all kind of people that come to church. And they feel like the pastor's job and the staff's job and the church's job is to serve me. And if I want to see somebody, I ought to see them now. If I want somebody to come sit down and spend a day with me, they ought to come now. Including you, preacher man. You're my preacher. Have no respect for God. No respect for the things of God. Some people don't even know what a pastor is. A pastor's a daddy. Are the children supposed to show respect to their daddy and their mama? Then do the kids waltz in and go, "Daddy, now you come in here and do what I want you to do now." Not at this house.
Hallelujah.
Well, you're my pastor. Well, if I am, then sit down and do what I say. Now, some people don't like that. Ooh, no, no, no. Because from their particular group and denomination, they hire their little preachers and they fire them whenever they get ready.
Yeah.
And they swap them out every year or two, whether they need it or not.
Right.
Especially if somebody messes in their business a little bit too much and, hey now. Now we come to you, you preach your little sermon, but don't get in my life. What they don't realize is they're saying that to God. They think it's a man, but they're saying that to God. People don't have the concept. They're like, "Hey, I got up and cleaned up and came and I put $5 in the plate. What else do you want?" And it's not me that wants it. God requires much more. Much more. Than a few hours and a few dollars. Right? Keep reading. He said, verse 33, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsakes not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple." All.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled All for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402L. That's R1402L. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.